The bees of death are big and black. They keep their honey on combs of wax as white as altar candles. The honey is black as night, thick as sin.
There we are.
And sweet as treacle.
Careful now.
When he inspects his bees, death wears a veil. It isn't that he has anything to sting. But sometimes a bee gets inside his skull and gives him a headache.
Ooh. Ah, no, no, out you go, you blighter. Ah, that's better. My little ones. All quiet.
I'm gonna die.
What in the name of all that's wonderful was that?
Death stares through the mists of time and space.
No, I'm gonna die.
Oh. It's him.
We present Faust.
Eric.
We present
Eric.
By Terry.
Terry Pratchett.
Adapted by Robin.
Adapted by Robin who?
Midnight in the Unseen University. And the Council of Wizardry is in emergency session.
Gentlemen. Yeah, sorry, and monkeys. Oh, I beg your pardon, librarian. And apes. We all of us experienced this, haunting.
We've never had any trouble with ghosts before.
Perhaps it's just something in the drains.
The drains don't sound like hurrying feet and someone yelling, "Oh, shit, I'm going to die, Arch-Chancellor."
Has anyone got any suggestions?
Ooh!
Anyone else? Senior tutor.
Ah, it could be a tremor in the texture of reality.
Oh, and what would we do about that?
Search me? Unless we tried the rite of...
Oh, no, not that. Far too dangerous. Please, don't even...
I'm going to die.
All right. Let us try the Rite of Ashkenke. No.
We must have done something wrong.
Maybe he's out.
Maybe he's busy.
We are the correct number for the right. 8 wizards.
9.
9?
There are 9 of us.
Are there?
Who are we waiting for exactly?
I do beg your pardon, but the fact is you should be standing inside the pentagram.
So sorry. Better?
Thank you. Trust we're not interrupting anything important?
All my work is important to somebody.
The reason we have summoned you, O Death, the reason we have called you here is for the reason that...
It is Rincewind.
What?
The reason you summoned me, it is Rincewind.
But we haven't asked you the question yet.
Nevertheless, the answer is Rincewind.
What I want to know is, what's causing this outbreak of... Oh.
The junior wizard? The one with a horrible luggage on legs.
The luggage.
He sort of blew himself up, didn't he?
Rincewind was blown into the dungeon dimensions. And now he's trying to get back home.
Can he do that?
Escape from the dungeon dimensions. There would need to be an unusual conjunction of circumstances.
Not likely, then.
It would be exactly a million to one chance.
He won't survive for long, then.
Perhaps. You would not wish me to make a practice of issuing definitive statements in this field.
No. Of course not. Poor chap. Well, can't be helped. Yeah, well, many, many thanks.
We'd better not keep you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Be seeing you.
In any case, the noise stopped just before breakfast. There had been an unusual conjunction of circumstance. Someone had been watching, looking out for the right tools for a special job. And here was Rincewind. Exactly a million to one chance. Almost too easy.
Where am I?
I warn you, I am protected by many powerful amulets.
Oh, jolly good. Wish I was.
Stay within the magic circle.
Right.
I adjure and conjure thee against all aggressive acts, O demon of the pit.
Right. Right. Look, has there been some mistake?
Avaunt!
Right. And how do I do that?
You cannot lure me to my doom by thy lying tongue, O fiend of Shamharoth. I am learned in the ways of demons. Obey my every command, or I will return thee unto the boiling hell from whence you came. From whence you camest, in fact. I mean it.
The thing is...
Yes?
I'm not a demon, so if you could just let me out.
I am not fooled by thy outer garb, demon.
Look, I don't know who you are, what's going on, but I am gonna... Ow! Oh, bloody hell! Ow!
Thou mayn't... Thou may not... You can't step out of the magic circle until I release you.
Right on the funny...
It's just that if I let you out of the circle, then you'll be able to resume your true shape, O beast of the nether pit. Avaunt!
Yes, all right, I'm avaunting, but I'm still not a demon.
How come you answered the conjuration, then? I suppose you just happened to be passing through, eh?
Yes, something like that. Look.
It worked! It worked! Go me!
Yes, I really am not...
Now, I've got a list.
A list?
I command thee, demon, to grant me three wishes. One, I want mastery over all the kingdoms of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I want to meet the most beautiful woman who has ever lived. And three, I want to live forever.
All right, then do I get the rest of the day off?
And I want a chest full of gold, just to be going on with.
Look, the thing is, I'm not a very superior demon. See, those sort of errands are a bit out of my league.
Oh, what can you manage then?
Oh, I could nip down to the shops, get you a packet of mints.
Oh, you can't do any of those things.
No, sorry, but tell you what, you release me. I'll be sure to pass the word around when I get back to... Demon City.
You mean Pandemonium?
Exactly. I'll tell them to be sure to look you up. What's your name?
Eric. Mm. Eric Thursley.
Right.
Demonologist. Okay. Midden Lane, Pseudopolis. Next door to the tannery.
Oh, right, you are. No worries. Now, if you just let me out...
You sure you can't do it? It's just that I think I'd make...
How old are you?
Eric! 87.
Is that beard false?
Eric! What's all that noise?
Nothing, Mother!
You're just a boy.
Oh, I'm nearly 15.
Come down here and wash your hands. It takes me.
I've got to go, sorry. I'm going to have to put you under a conjuration of duress.
No, honestly, no need. No.
It's the best way. It means you can move around a bit. I have it all ready, anyway. Somewhere. Ah! By bell and by book, by the nine serpents of Escalon.
You really don't need to bother, it's fine.
Thus, I command you not to leave this room.
Okay.
Promise.
Off you trot, don't worry about me.
Eric!
I'm coming!
Wonder where he got all these books from.
They belong to his... What's name? Grandfather.
Who's talking?
Me. I'm a... What's name? Give him your tongue. Begins with a P.
What, parrot?
That's it.
You? I thought you were stuffed.
Up
yours, wizard.
Yeah, and goodbye to you too. Now, how high is this window?
He got you by the... what's name?
I'm not a demon.
I know. I see them great fiery scaly what's names.
Yeah.
Took weeks to get the soot off the walls. That was in his granddad's day, of course.
Right.
The kid hasn't been any good at it. I blame the... what's names? Parents.
Yeah.
New money, wine business. Oh. Spoil him rotten. Let him play with his what's names old stuff. Never give him any of the things a growing what's name needs.
Yeah, like love and guidance.
Bloody good thrashing. Polly want a biscuit. His granddad wasn't particularly successful, mind.
I thought he said great, big, scaly, fiery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that wasn't what he was after. He was trying to conjure up a succubus. That's a female demon what comes in the night and makes mad, passionate. What's name?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
All he got was a neuralgia.
And what's that?
It's a demon that comes in the night and has a mad, passionate headache at you. Polly want a biscuit.
Right.
Polly want a biscuit.
Yeah, right. I've had enough of this. I'm getting out of here.
No!
In the centre of the demon dimensions, rising majestically from a lake of lava substitute, lies the city of Pandemonium. Here, unfortunately, a new king of the demons is having to address some implementation issues.
So why am I so angry? Not because the air conditioning is broken down. Again?
No, Lord.
Not because no one can pronounce my name properly yet?
No, my lord. Is
it because I am surrounded by complete idiots?
No, lord. Yes, lord.
The magic circle opened.
Yes, Lord.
The boy, Eric, Midden Lane, Pseudopolis, next to the tannery. The nice, promising, horribly bright and self-centered boy who might provide us with the spice of ingenuity we need to make us almost as horrible as the humans themselves. This boy, Eric, opened the magic circle as predicted.
Yes, Lord.
I gave orders... did I not? That the Duke Vasenego was to materialise unto him,
yes,
and offer him forbidden pleasures and dark delights to bend him to our will.
Yes, Lord. And the Duke has been awaiting the summons for years, shunning all other temptations, patiently studying the world of men.
So where was he?
Call of supernature, Lord. Hadn't turned his back for 2 minutes when...
when someone went through.
Yes, Lord.
Who?
We're pretty sure, in fact, Lord, that it was, in fact, somebody else.
Oh, somebody else? Somebody else!
In Terry Pratchett's Eric, adapted by Robin Brooks, Rincewind was Mark Heap, Death, Geoffrey Whitehead, Eric, Will Howard, The Parrot, Ben Crow, Astfagel, Nicholas Murchie, and the narrator, Rick Warden. Other parts were played by Christine Absalom, Robert Blythe, and Michael Shelford. The director was Jonquil Panting.